This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. How to tell the birds from the flowers, a manual of ornithology for beginners. Verses and illustrations by Robert Williams Kidd. The bird in the bullbox. Who is there who has never heard about the bullbox and the bird? And yet how very, very few discriminate between the two. Well, even Mr. Burbank can't transform a bird into a plant. The clover. The clover and the clover came before the park would eat. They're paying close attention to the habits of the bees. For entomologist ever, the bee can be in clover. While etymologists concur, there is no bee in clover. The crow, the crocus. Some are unable, as you know, to tell the crocus from the crow. The reason why is just because they are not versed in nature's laws. The noisy calling crows all come to be the end of the crow custom. A large crow caucus to provoke, you never hear the crocus croak. The rooster. Of rooster, the rudiment surely is grew. And a bird from the plant very probably grew. You can easily tell them apart without fail by merely observing the rulex detail. The carrot. The carrot and the carrot can be easily confound. They're very much alike in looks and similar in sound. You recognize the carrot by its clear articulation, for carrots are unable to engage in conversation. The peewee. To tell the peewee from the pea requires great perspicacity. Here in the pod you see the pea, while perched close by is the peewee. The peewee hears the peewee peep, while peewee sees the wee peewee. There'll be but little time to see how peewee differs from the pea. The pelican, the panicle. The panicle and pelican have often been confused. The letters which spell pelican and panicle are used. You never need confound the two. There are many ways of spelling. The simplest thing that one can do is to observe the spelling. The hen. The lichens lie on rocks and mud. They look somewhat like hens. Hence, they lie to may or not a difference of hens. The hawk, the hollyhock. To recognize this bird of prey, the broody hen uses her bill. She takes her chicks on many walks among the neighboring hollyhocks. Well, with the hawk association is quite beyond her toleration. The cowbird, the cowslip. Growing in mires and bold attired, the cowslip has been much admired. that spot for a name or toll. It's really the marshmallow. The culprit picture, I suspect, is absolutely incorrect. We make such errors now and then. I sort of puzzle it all the time. Asparagus. The sparrow, from flying, is quite out of breath. In fact, he has worked himself almost to death. While the lazy asparagus, so it is said, spends all of his time in the sparrow's bed. The fern, the turnip. To tell the turnip from the fern, a thing which everyone should learn. Observe the fern up in the air. See how he turns, and now compare him and this inert vegetable. The breast of the fern is quite an angle, for he is rooted to the spot, while as we see, the fern is not. He is not always doomed to be, just bound to earth eternally. For cooked to a fern may be inferred, to change the turnip to the bird. Observe the turnip in a pot, the fern is glad that he is not. The oleander, the oleander. The gander loves to promenade around the farmer's poultry yard. While as we see, the oleander is quite unable to meander. The blue mountain glory, the blue morning glory. The blue mountain glory spends most of his time in climbing about in a tropical clime. We therefore our efforts need only confine to minutely observing the climb of the vine. The quail, the kale. The California quail is said to have a tail upon its head. While contrary-wise we style the kale a cabbage head upon a tail. It is not hard to tell the two. The quail commences with a Q. The pecan, the pecan. Very few can tell the pecan from the pecan. Here's a new plan. To take the pecan from the tree requires immense agility. While anyone can pick with ease, the pecan from the pecan trees. It's such an easy thing to do that even a pecan you can't hear. The auk, the orchid. We seldom meet and have to walk either the orchid or the auk. The auk indeed is only known to dwellers in the Arctic zone. While orchids can be found in regions within the equatorial regions, the graceful orchid on its stalk resembles so the awkward auk. This plain mimicism means to scoffer, to tell the truth from one another. The obvious difference, to be sure, is merely one of temperature. For Eskimos, perhaps the auk performs the duties of the stork. The catbird, the catnip. The catbird's call resembles that emitted by the pussycat. While catnip growing by the wall is never known to cattle wall. Its odor, though, attracts the kits and throws them in catnipshin fits. The ibis, the ibiscus. The sacred ibis tells his beads from the spread book leaves. The ibis, therefore, we may say, is classified a bird of prey. Hibiscus, we have heard related, the crimson eye is designated. The difference is plain indeed, the flower is red, the bird can read. The butterfly, the buttercup. The little buttercup can sing from morn till night like anything. The cracking of the butterball, can it recall the song at all? We this the flower may learn to know, its song is sweetly based below. To bay, to jay, the blue jay as we plainly see, the humblest march the green bay tree. The difference between the two is obviously one of hue. But this is not the only way to tell the blue jay from the bay. The type, the snipe. Observe the common Indian type, likewise the hybrid English type, was distinguished as we see by a superior pedigree. The rock, the shamrock. Observe how peacefully the cows among the little shamrocks browse, in contrast with their actions frantic when they perceive the rock gigantic. We need but watch their occupation and seek no other explanation. The lark, the larkspur. The larkspur's likeness to the lark is surely worthy of remark, although to see it we require the aid of a small magnifier. The circumstance, of course, implies their difference is one of size. Puffin, nothing. Upon this cake of ice is perched the paddle-footed puffin. To find his double, we have searched, but have discovered nothing. Author's apology. Not everyone is always able to recognize a vegetable. For some are guided by tradition, while others use their intuition. And even I make no pretense of having more than common sense. Indeed, these strange homologies are most for mythologies. If I have freely drawn upon the works of Gray and Audubon, avoiding though the frequent blunders of those who study nature's wonders. End of How to Tell the Birds from the Flowers by Robert Owen.